You had in Brooklyn, in the Bushwick-Williamsburg area, Antonio Reynoso, a young progressive Latino who beat an old guard party boss, Vito Lopez, who had been ruled central North Brooklyn for years. You had people like the first Mexican American, looks like to be in city council, Carlos Menchaca, in Sunset Park. Also defeated an old line Latino sort of machine candidate Helen Rosenthal on the Upper West Side. You had all across the city, young progressives ran and won. And I think it's really going to affect the politics of the city, that not only the mayoralty, but also the city council will be much more progressive than it's been in decades.
And whoever the Democratic candidate is will take on Joe Lota, the
right.
Republican.
And, of course, the business and real estate community is really doesn't know what to do with itself right now. The real estate interests pour $10 million into getting landlord-friendly candidates in the city council and didn't have much success. And recent weeks reports that David Koch has now entered the New York City mayoral race, and he and his wife both have contributed $250,000 to one of these independent expenditure groups to support a Republican candidate who's most likely going to be Joe Lota.